One of southeastern Pennsylvania's main economic drivers, pharmaceuticals, has undergone a lot of changes in recent years. David Niles, head of the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, has watched big-name companies shrink.
Many of them are shedding a lot of research and development employees. The cost to develop drugs that are not necessarily blockbuster drugs for them, they can't take on that expense anymore, so they're outsourcing the R&D.
It's led by some estimates to upwards of 5,000 laid-off workers in the region. Mary Fuchs with the Chester County Economic Development Council says the ripple effects are still here, for example, from Teva's purchase of Westchester-based Cephalon 2 years ago.
I still see a number of people that were working there that are still looking for the next step.
But Fuchs and Niles say there's hope in the form of going out on one's own, starting a company, or contracting with larger ones. 300 life sciences companies have sprouted in Pennsylvania since 2008. Fuchs and Niles are part of a new regional pilot aimed at connecting displaced researchers with emerging technologies in need of a developer. Niles says the idea is to find new ways for people to use their skill sets here while building the region's life sciences infrastructure.
What this is supposed to do is to really marry up teams of people, ideally, that have left pharma as a group, marry them up with technology, provide opportunities for them to obtain small financing opportunities through grants and or microloans, and really put back to work the PhDs that have been displaced.
The effort is being funded through a two-year, $750,000 grant from the state. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.